Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, it's now just 79 days until the general election November 5th. We'll size up where things sit in western Wisconsin post-primary. Also, we'll hear from Scott Wirtz, the development director with Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley, about this Tuesday night's hike for the homeless at River Prairie Park in Altoona. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, the amendments that Republicans had put on the ballot for Tuesday's primary both went down in defeat, losing 58% to 42%, asking whether or not the voters in the state believed that the legislature should have a say on how to spend federal dollars along with the governor. And the answer was thumbs down, no, winning, as I said, 58% to 42%. But a lot of eyes on that third congressional district race here in western Wisconsin, hotly contested with three different candidates in the Democratic primary fighting for the chance to take on Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden as he seeks a second two-year term. And winning out of that by about 5,000 votes was Rebecca Cook of Eau Claire, most closely defeating State Representative Katrina Shanklin from Stevens Point and also Eric Wilson of Eau Claire. They were all on hand on Thursday in Eau Claire at the Democratic Party headquarters, part of a unity tour of which Eau Claire was one of three stops, and Shanklin had this to say.
There's so many reasons why we came together today to not only stand up for our democracy and our freedoms, but also work really hard to elect our entire Democratic ticket, including Rebecca Cook, our third CD nominee.
Shanklin says,
Derek Van Orden, as we all know, is an extremist. We know he was at the Capitol on January 6th. We know he doesn't represent us. He can't even get a bill passed. But even more than that, you know, he's really stood lockstep with people like J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, and the stakes in this election specifically could not be higher.
And how does Van Orden size up his race against Democrat Rebecca Cook of Eau Claire?
This election is about whether we elect a candidate that has a vision to bring prosperity, security, and integrity back to government, or one that will use D.C. like her personal piggy bank, as Rebecca Cook did in Madison.
In making that reference, Van Orden seems to be referring to a July 25th column in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by political columnist Daniel Bice. The column headline, Cook says she's a political outsider but raked in nearly $200,000 for political work.
I've got a proven record of fighting for our farmers, veterans, seniors, and small businesses across this district. And Crook has got a record of being a shady political insider pretending to be a philanthropist.
What Dan Bice brings out in his July 25th column is that in the years leading up to her first campaign for Congress in 2021, Cook worked as a professional fundraiser for candidates across the country.
I served our country proudly as a Navy SEAL during multiple combat tours, and Crook has served radical Democrats across the country, raising them millions of dollars for their far-left agenda.
This is what Rebecca Cook herself had to say during Thursday's Unity Tour stop in Eau Claire.
I think it's really important for us now to all come together around our common causes, right? And first and foremost, today is about unity, 110%. And so I want to recognize my opponents in this race. First of all, Eric Wilson. Eric has and will always be was a progressive champion in this race, and he pushed us all to really broaden our perspectives and leading with passion. And it's really clear that Eric's heart is in the right place, and I have no doubt that we're going to see a lot more of Eric Wilson in electoral politics, but also organizing around issues that I think all of us here in this room really care a lot about. And I also want to recognize the work of State Representative Katrina Shanklin. She is the daughter of public school teachers and certainly the daughter of Central Wisconsin. And I think we really saw that in the results on Tuesday night in the way that her community really came out and rallied for her and got behind her. She has always been a friend to labor, and I think that is very, very clear in the way that labor got behind her in this race. She's been a strong champion of labor and union rights. She's also been a fierce advocate of environmental issues, both in her work before she was in the Assembly and much of the work that she's done in the Assembly, a very, very fierce advocate. And finally, she really understands our agricultural communities and has continued to advocate for small and mid-sized farms and the work that she's done in the Assembly. I think that there is a lot to learn from Katrina, and there is so much to be celebrated about her. What I know of Katrina is that she is real and she is authentic, and she is a fighter. And I know that she's going to keep fighting for everybody up and down this ticket, as she mentioned in her remarks before this. And I'm looking forward to working with her and with Eric Wilson and with everybody in this room for our common cause, which is defeating Derek Van Orden and sending him packing here in 80 some days. And right now, as Eric mentioned, we are in the sprint of the marathon of this campaign.
Rebecca Cook says the general election really started Wednesday, the day after Tuesday's primary.
The work that we're doing coming together around this district, I think, is critically important, because it's going to take all of us not only to turn out Democratic voters throughout this district, but the swing moderate independent voters that we need in order to build up our big Democratic tent and welcome people in. And so that's going to take all of us knocking doors, phone banking, text banking, writing postcards, all of the work, having those tough conversations with people across the aisle, but those kinds of conversations that I know that can break through. All we know is that Derek Van Orden is a bully, and we've seen that time and time again in the way that he's interacted with people, from participating in the Stop the Steal rally, from carrying a loaded weapon through TSA, from harassing young Senate pages, lashing out at the president during the State of the Union address. The list is going to go on, and it's going to continue to go on, especially when we come hard for him, and we are going to come hard. And it's not just his temperament that I think is a real problem for voters here in the 3rd CD. It's not who we are. It's not part of our Wisconsin values, but it's also his policies. He's at least at one point called for a nationwide abortion ban. He wants to support big agriculture that's put small and mid-sized farms like mine out of business. And that's not what we want here in the 3rd CD. And so we're going to be stepping up every chance that we get, holding him accountable for his actions at every level, both in the way that he votes and in the way that he acts. Because you have to be an accountable representative in Congress. And I'm working real hard day two here, getting out, reaching out across the aisle with folks, and starting to build, I think, the big tent campaign that we all know that we need in order to win. I talked about this a lot, but the road to the White House runs through Wisconsin 3. Literally ran through our district last week when Vice President Kamala Harris was here. It also runs through in reelecting Senator Tammy Baldwin and helping us to flip this seat and win back the House majority. But it's also even more critically important the opportunities that we have in the State Assembly and the State Senate with the new maps that make things more playable. I mean, you guys all spoke about this, and I'm excited to be able to work together and help down ballot races. You know, I like to show up in rural communities. You know, I like to knock doors, and we're going to be doing a lot of that in the days and months moving forward here. So I just want to thank everybody for being here today, coming together, and let's go win.
Rebecca Cook of Eau Claire during the Eau Claire stop of Thursday's Unity Tour following her primary win in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary this past Tuesday. So setting the scene as we move toward November in the congressional race. Yes, you have Cook versus Van Orden. That'll be a fascinating and competitive contest. Meanwhile, I came away from Thursday's unity gathering with other candidates like 91st Assembly District Democratic incumbent Jody Emerson on hand, that these Democrats are determined that with these new maps, their goal is to win the assembly.
We are finding that there's a lot of the bills that we all care about that are not being talked about in the state capitol. So flipping the assembly is critically important for us to be able to change the tone in the state capitol and to talk about the things that matter to each and every one of us.
So sizing up some of the assembly races in the Wibwogo listening area in the 29th Assembly District, it'll be Trig Pronshinsky, the Republican of Mondovi, against Democratic candidate Terry Schoonover from Alma. And that 29th Assembly District is evaluated as more than 65% Republican. Meanwhile, as we just heard from Democrat Jody Emerson a moment ago, she's getting a challenge from former WEAU-TV anchor Michelle Magadance Skinner, a Republican from Altoona. And now Emerson in a more competitive 91st Assembly District. These fairer maps put her in a district that still leans Democrat, close to 55%. The 92nd Assembly District will see Republican Clint Moses of Menominee facing Joe Plouf, a narrow winner in Tuesday's primary over Democrat Caden Berg of Chippewa Falls. Again, the 92nd is 54.2% Republican. In the 93rd Assembly District, with Warren Petrick retiring, Christian Phelps, the narrow winner in the Democratic primary on Tuesday, will square off against Republican James Rolbicki. This new 93rd Assembly District is more than 56% Democrat. In the 67th Assembly District, David Armstrong, the Republican from Rice Lake, will square off against Democrat Jeffrey Foster of Colfax, this district overwhelmingly Republican, more than 66%. The 68th Assembly District sees Republican Rob Summerfield move over from the 67th, winning his primary on Tuesday, and he'll square off against Democrat Richard Pulcher of Lublin. The district grades out at 69% Republican. And the current representative of the 68th Assembly District, Karen Hurd, a winner in a competitive Republican primary on Tuesday, will now advance to face Roger Halls, a Democrat from Stanley, and independent Joshua Kelly of Greenwood in the November 5th general election, the 69th Assembly District that Hurd now finds herself in as a resident of Withy, is 72% Republican. So fasten your seatbelts. It'll be a very fascinating 11-plus weeks until Election Day on November 5th, with early voting starting in just 65 days. Meanwhile, the 21st Annual Hike for the Homeless will take place this Tuesday from 5 to 7:30 in the evening at River Prairie Park in Altoona. It benefits Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley Incorporated. Participants will walk all or part of a 2.8-mile course. Earlier this week, I spoke with their development director, Scott Wirch.
It's our largest event as far as anything we put on. You know, we've got other fundraisers, but this is the one that's actually an event where we get people together to fight and to be able to raise funds to continue operations here for the Beacon House, our transitional house, as well as our case management program, and all the other things that we do to help folks who are staying here at our shelter. So we'll kick it off at the River Prairie Center, and registration starts at 5 o'clock. So if they haven't pre-registered by Tuesday night, they can just show up Tuesday night. We'll be able to register you right there. And at that point, then you'll be able to take the walk. Unfortunately, they won't get shirts because we've already ordered those, but they'll certainly be able. We'd love to have them come walk with us. We've changed some things this year. Last year, we charged $30 for everybody that walked. And we did some looking at that this year, and we said, you know, a family of four, that's $120 to come walk. And so what we did this year is we said 18 and over are $30 per walker, a donation. And anybody 17 and under is free. Come walk with us. It's about educating people about homelessness, about family homelessness specifically. And that's what it's all about. And so we don't, you know, if we've got 800 people that show up and walk for free, we're good with that. Because we're getting the word out, and we're still going to raise some funds for that. But I'm hoping to see about 300 people show up. That would be amazing to have about 300 walkers. That's our goal. It's a 2.8-mile walk for the long course that actually runs you up around through Woodman's, along the river, through Woodman's, back down over along the old... Oh, I'm trying to remember. It's in Altoona. It's the one where... it's the road where Oakleaf Surgical is. Go down to there, and you go down the residential area, end up down along the Eau Claire River for a little bit. And then it brings you back up into the park.
Yeah, it's a good walk.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
How have things changed since last year in your assessment in terms of homelessness in the Chippewa Valley?
It's getting worse. We're seeing more and more and more. We're getting more calls. We're getting more people who are looking for services. I'm afraid our waiting list is getting longer. And it's primarily, I mean, as we're talking to people and as we're working with people, we're finding out it's driven by a couple of things. Number one, rents are rising. Pay is not. It's rising, but it's just not rising as quickly as rents are. It used to be several years ago, we could find people a two-bedroom apartment here in town for $950 to $1,000. Right now, a decent apartment that is suitable for a family is anywhere between $1,200 to $1,800 a month. At the average wage in the area, which is around $14 and some change, that doesn't cut it, even with two families working, to be able to pay that amount of rent every month plus all the other bills. The other thing we see is that something has happened that put them in a financial bind, to put them in a situation where they've had to say, okay, do we feed the kids this month or do we pay the rent? And unfortunately, it doesn't happen typically just one month, because once you're behind, now it becomes more and more and more difficult to try and catch up, because you're already barely making it. So we're seeing, I mean, there's a number of other things too. I don't mean to oversimplify it, but those right now are probably the two biggest things, so that people have been priced out of the market. We're seeing families who, honestly, it was time to renew their lease, and the new lease came in, and it's, whoa, this is a lot more than we can afford. And so it puts them in a hard place.
So Hike for the Homeless this Tuesday night. I mean, yes. If people want to, again, do something, it's a great starting point, learning more information and contributing what you can.
Yeah, and so we've changed a couple of things, not only the fees for walking, but we've also added raffles. So we're going to have bucket raffles, so people are able to buy tickets to put in, and we've got some really cool, we've got signed football from the Packers, a signed baseball coming from the Twins, got a signed mini helmet from the Vikings, some really neat prizes that have been put together by local businesses that they can bid on, and that also all goes towards helping fund us here.
Terrific, and... Okay, terrific. How much do you typically hope to come away with if you have 300 people?
Last year, by the time when we took expenses out, we made just under $17,000. Mm-hmm. This year, I'd love to see us come out with about $25,000.
Yeah,
I think it's doable, but we'll see.
That's Scott Wirtz, the Development Director of Family Promise at the Chippewa Valley, ahead of Tuesday night's 21st annual Hike for the Homeless. This one at River Prairie Park in Altoona from 5 until 7:30. Learn more at FamilyPromiseCV.org. That's FamilyPromiseCV.org. Also, earlier, sizing up where things sit in the general election November 5th. We're now just 79 days away, and we sized things up post-primary, particularly that hotly contested third congressional district race between the Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden and Democratic challenger, the winner of Tuesday's primary, Rebecca Cook of Eau Claire. We also brought your attention to a number of competitive assembly races that will be going on with the new maps that are in place. Democrats hoping to possibly just maybe win control the majority in the assembly, something they have not enjoyed since they lost control in the 2010 Tea Party elections. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson, Chippewa Valley This Week. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.